This ad is almost 3 million gallons long because it's exactly the same amount of time it takes for that much water to flow over the deck at Niagara Falls. So how does the deck stand up to all that water? Thompson's Water Seal. Just another reason they call us America's recognized brand in water protection. Weather protected, water sealed. Thompson's Water Seal. Trust the seal. Available at a retailer near you.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this March 18th, right? It's Friday,
yes.
2022. And there she popped off. Okay. I might as well just start with her. She flutters and she stutters and she's the studio marm. Little Lisa, say
good
hello.
Evening. Good evening, everyone.
All right, there you go. That's little Lisa. She waits all day to do that. All righty, now she's going to run in there. Here's where she's going in there with Courageous Craig.
So he calls about pledges.
He's the guy that's he's on the dials with a smile. There on the board, and in the back, way in the back, in the dugout, we have Radical Randy. And here, out yonder in Pennsylvania and in Texas, we have those men of stature, heroes of the faith, John Holman and John McTernan.
Well, you have it, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all the listeners. You have it almost right. It's John McTernan and John Holman.
Okay.
No.
I thought last week it was McTernan and Holman.
It's John Holman and inmate number 5189. Oh,
okay, there you go. Alrighty, there. You know, on the police blotter, just said a couple of Johns. And, well, take that for whatever. Now, here, this is Pledge Week. This is pledge. This is the last night. We got less than 2 hours now to raise enough to stay on the air for another month. We've done good so far this week. We've done really good. And as we go through this night, last night, I myself pledged $1,000 to the radio ministry, even though I'm here 6 days a week working. But I pledged $1,000. And I expect that you two will want to match before the end of the program. And with that, we'll get going. Now, here, we're going to finish off the scripture. And John McTernan, I want you to read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. And John Holman, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 10, verses 20. Through 24. So we'll start with you, John McTernan. Go ahead.
That's 14 through 18?
Yeah.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath unrighteousness with righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness. And what concord has Christ with Baal? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
All right. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Give me some examples of that.
Marriage.
Marriage is a very good one. It's probably the one of the best.
Yeah.
But
business is another one.
Okay. What about if you look at some of these events where you have pastors getting together, those that are supposedly fundamentalist Bible-believing pastors getting together with apostate pastors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that it always kind of goes their way, Pastor Ernie. If you get involved, we have to kind of compromise with them to stay together. They won't come our way. Very, very seldom do they come our way, Pastor.
So
you end up compromising.
So in these where you have what is called a magisterium, now not all magisteriums are wrong, but some of these magisteriums where you have exactly that are exactly what it says here not to do and not to come together. And I've seen the compromise set in. But now on the other side of that, it works in the opposite direction. For years, we've had our Thursday morning prayer breakfast for about 40 years now, but it used to be when we started, it was only for pastors. It was a pastor's breakfast, and it was only for pastors. And if they were like from out of town or whatever came in, they had their wives with them, then you know that was fine. But it was mainly for pastors. And what happened is in some cases we would have pastors that were in apostate denominations like the United Church of the Antichrist, which would they call themselves United Church of Christ. I call it what it is, and the Episcopal and other, you know, denominations that have gone totally apostate. And so here, some of those pastors would come, and it worked the opposite, where they actually got saved. They actually got saved, you know, when they would show up. You know, we didn't know their history or whatever. And now it's an interesting thing, because we had two of them, and it's amazing because in both of these pastors, both of them they were in magisteriums with 12 pastors in each magisterium, okay? One of them was United Church of Christ, which I call United Church of the Antichrist. And the one fellow that came, he had boasted, he was boasting one day, that out of the 12 pastors at their magisterium, five now had received Christ as their Savior. And he was, you know, he was just amazed. Well, in other words, five had professed. But there's a problem with that. Now, this fellow I knew was a good friend. He was saved. And I kept telling him, Bob, God's word says to come out from amongst them, be you separate from them, Bob. God's word. Well, years go by, and after about, well, more than 10 years, one day, Bob walks up to me. He says, well, he said, it took me long enough. He said, but you finally got through to me. I understand what you were saying, and I've come out. We have come out. Our church is pulled out for the United Church of the Antichrist. We're out of there. And so here, In other words, it finally dawned on him what happens when you stay in there. The scripture doesn't tell you to hang in. If you're going to, and I've had a lot of people tell me, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to join that congregation and I'm going to change it from within. From within, I'm going to witness to them and see if we can get some people saved. I'm going to be embedded in there. What happens? The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches what? First you come out from amongst them, then you go back as a missionary if you want to go back. But you got to come out from amongst them first, don't you?
Yeah, the Lord says, come ye out, be separate. And in Revelation, he tells the Laodicean church to come out. You know, he's knocking at the door. Invites him out.
So he says, in what concord hath Christ with Belial? Now, Belial's the devil. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? An infidel's a heathen. Okay. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord. Was there any stuttering taking place there? I mean, is that hard to understand?
No, it doesn't stutter. Nope.
So, I mean, when it says, if you're in an apostate church, and you'll get all kinds of reasons from people, okay, for staying in. I've had many, many people over the years, but especially women, that would come to me and ask me if I would talk to their pastor. He's a good man, but he just doesn't preach the gospel. He just, he just doesn't really preach against sin. He doesn't want to offend people, and you know, he doesn't want to offend the government. He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to lose the 501c3. If you could go talk to him, maybe if you could talk to him, you could give him courage. Can I give him courage?
No, the Bible says we have to take courage.
That's got to come from the Holy Spirit, huh?
You can encourage him, but we are to take courage.
Okay. If I couldn't give myself courage, how could I give it to somebody else? Right? That's got to come from the Lord, right?
You know, Pastor Ernie, I believe courage is a lifestyle. That if we are younger and for whatever reason we don't compromise, there's always some time to chat. Something comes across us that we could compromise, but we stand and we don't compromise. And then we get flack for it as a kid, you know, and then we stand again. And that builds into our life, Pastor. We stand for the Lord. We stand for his word. You know, we stand to be a witness for him. And it becomes like a lifetime type of thing, Pastor Ernie. So courage, I don't see it as like all of a sudden you open the spigot up and you got lots of courage, unless the Holy Spirit should move and there should be a great move of the Holy Spirit upon the person. But it's something I think we have to repent of if we don't have it and ask the Lord to fill us with the Holy Spirit to be bold. But it's basically a lifetime. It's something you develop over your lifetime, Pastor.
Right. Okay, hold on a minute. Larry in Carlsbad pledges 25. And here, Karen in Michigan, she pledges 1,000. Dara in New York pledges 35. David in California pledges 150. Anonymous in Chicago pledges 300. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, there you go. Now, but it's right. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. The righteous are as bold as lions, right? Now, how are our best righteousness is as filthy what?
Rags.
So our righteousness does not come from within, from us. Where does our righteousness come from?
Christ.
So it's got to come from him. And with that righteousness comes that boldness that we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes.
Now here.
That's part of it, Pastor Ernie. Yeah, we're righteous because we know who we are in Christ. You know, so we can be bold then.
All righty. Now let's read this here. He says, be you separate. Now, today, if you say you're a separatist, and we're separatists, okay, but they, the fake news media will try to make separatists sound like supremacists. They'll bunch them together. In other words, they'll always talk about he's a white separatist. Well, that simply means he's a separatist, and that means he's white. That doesn't mean he's a racist, okay? If he's not white, if he's black, then he's a black separatist, okay? So we are to be separatists, separate from the teachings of the world, separate from the world. And separatist and supremacist are not the same thing. Remember how they tried to lay that label on a lot of people who were simply, you know, separatists. Trying to think, well, you know, a lot of the patriots, they've done that too, and they tried to do that with Donald Trump, okay, and so just so folks know, we are to be separate. Wherefore, come out from among them, be you separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. So what is the unclean thing?
That's a real good question, Pastor Ernie. Yes, touch not the unclean thing. Well, you got me on that one.
Okay, he talks about those that are unclean. Whorish women are unclean. We see it over in Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 43, or verses 34, okay. We see that the apostates are unclean. We see that sodomites are unclean, okay. So there's a number of things out throughout the scripture he talks about that are the unclean. So, in other words, you're not to fellowship or to be with unclean. Now, also, obviously, there's a lot of things, too, like pornography today. Pornography would be unclean. All of these things that are that the world embraces out there, which God's word, the Bible, calls unclean. Like, for example, those women on The View, okay, everything that they stand for, God's word, the Bible, calls unclean. It calls them unclean. Today, the entire Democratic or Democratic Party platform, the word of God calls unclean. Everything they touch is an abomination. Everything that is abominable, like abortion, like sodomy, transgender, all of these things, the word of God calls unclean. And when it says touch not, that means we're to have no communication with it or with the unclean.
Yeah, I think it's the word thing that tied me up on that. And touch not the unclean thing. You know, if I had said person, that would be clear. Or the unclean person and thing. It's just the word thing there kind of locked my mind up.
Well, that's because it's not just person, but it's also activities that's involved in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, like, you know, any, first of all, any kind of idolatry is concerned. Anything that's an abominable, that the Bible calls abominable, is unclean. And so, now, Let's give Holman his chance to go over there to read in chapter 10, starting with verse 20.
1 Corinthians 10:20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth.
Okay, so there now, he's talking about here, and this applies to the unclean thing. Now, if I was to say, okay, this food, if we were to sit down to eat, and I was to tell you guys, this food has been sacrificed to the god of political correctness. Therefore, you shouldn't eat it. Well, is there such a thing as a god of political correctness? Do they have their own god? Does that god exist?
No.
So we know that that god doesn't exist, right? And so, therefore, we know that it doesn't matter if we eat that food as long as the food's clean, because the god that it was sacrificed to didn't exist, doesn't exist. Now, we know that. But now, what if we have a babe, a young new believer, and that new believer is there and watches us and says, and watches us eat food that was offered to the god of political correctness? What might that new believer think?
Well, it could cause him to stumble. We don't want him to do that.
So if that's the case, then we don't eat it, because he's there, right?
Right.
But we know, mature Christians know, that these gods, you hear this all the time when I have people tell me, I had a lady who is a wonderful woman, but she's just, boy, not biblically literate. And I've been working with her for years, and anyhow, trying to help her. But she said to me, I believe in the Bible. I believe in God. I believe that Jesus is the Savior. But I don't believe there's a devil, and I don't believe there's a hell, because God is love and he would never do such a thing. What's wrong with that?
Well, he's also righteous. He's also holy. He's also just. And that his holiness and righteousness and justice demands judgment for sin, Pastor Ernie. And God's love is shown by sending Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for our sins. So things are out of order with her. God's more than love.
Okay, so now, and she said she believes in heaven but not hell. What did the Lord Jesus speak up more on, heaven or hell?
Oh, hell.
Well, so there. So this God, her God that she knows, that she believes, exists in her mind, but it doesn't exist anywhere else.
Well, that's real dangerous thinking, Pastor Ernie. Real dangerous. Because in a way it's attributing the works of the devil to the Lord. That's really dangerous.
Well, absolutely. So,
Pastor Ernie, a question on that. If she doesn't believe there's a hell, where do all the unbelievers go? Where do those that hate the Lord, where do they go? If so, believers in Christ go to heaven, but there's no hell, where do the others go?
Well, haven't you heard Seventh-day Adventist? They believe in annihilation. They believe there's one verse in Scripture, there over in Ezekiel chapter 28, talks about, and they will be burned up, as and their smoke will ascend up, as the fat of the lamb, and it exists no more. Well, he was talking about Satan there, but he wasn't talking about he's going out of existence, because people and even Satan, they're permanent things. We don't go cease to exist. We change appearance, our physical, and we change our real estate, but we don't cease to exist. And so that was referring to the fact that he ceased to exist as the king of hell, I guess you would call it, right? And so they use that one verse, and they're talking about annihilation. They build a complete doctrine around one verse, and that's not a smart thing, is it?
Well, Pastor, no, especially when... I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
Yeah, the modern translations use the word Sheol, which essentially means they go into a dark room, a dark place. Well, that's not right. That's baloney. So there isn't going to be any Sheol. There isn't going to be any purgatory. There's not going to be any of those make-believe places. They're going to go eventually wind up in a lake of fire.
Yep. And let me see here. I wanted to... I'm trying to... Okay, let me... I will bring forth fire from the midst of thee, and it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in sight of all of them that behold thee. All they that knew thee among the people shall be astonished at thee, and shall be a terror, and shall never... And thou never shalt be... Thou be any more. In other words... So that's the verse, Ezekiel chapter 28, and... that's the verse 18 and 19 are the verses that they build a complete doctrine on. But in other words, he's telling Satan and Lucifer he's never going to have that power that he had before. Is that, it doesn't see, how do we know that? Because in other places in Scripture, it says it'll be cast into the lake of fire where the smoke of the torment goes up forever and ever and ever and ever, right?
Yeah, there's no end in the lake of fire.
All right. You guys are very knowledgeable. Listen, we'll be back after this. But 888-281-1110, folks, listen, this is our last night. We really need you. We really need you. By the way, Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Betty. This is our last night, and we've got about an hour and 20 minutes left. We need all the help we can get tonight. Let's do this together so we can fight a good fight for another month. Okay, let me see. We need approximately 4,400. We need approximately $4,400, and we got approximately 1 hour and it looks like about 18 minutes to raise that. And so 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Now, we're going to go to a break. What a perfect time to call a pledge in. Take it away. That was very well done, and that was S.T. Christmas and Brian Park, and both of them were former members of Doers of the Word. And S.T. was she came from Israel. She was a Jewish believer, and she got saved, and we made several songs together, and before she went home to be with the Lord. But she had quite a story to tell. She had quite a story. And so, now, Kathy from Sarasota pledges 200. Thank you, Kathy. All right, folks, I'm going to give you that phone number, 888-281-1110. Or, let me do that slower, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, I'm going to be playing a clip. Now, I'm playing this clip. The purpose for me to play this clip is so that you folks out there know what is going on in the Patriot community. This is what has taken place. It's known as the chatter out there. But now we have not been able to verify all of this. I do know some of this is true, but we haven't been able to verify everything that you're going to hear, but that doesn't mean that it's true or that it's not true. It means simply we haven't been able to verify. Now, the reason we're playing this is not because we agree with everything or disagree with anything, but we want you to know what is being amongst the patriotic, amongst the white hat community is being said. So with that, after I play a short clip, and then we'll have our two Johns out there, these two distinguished statesmen, give us their excellent commentary on that. So, statesmen, pay close attention to this clip. Take it away.
Restored Republic via GCR, update as of March 18, 2022. The latest video will be shown earlier at the official website restoredrepublic.co. Judy Note A. Global Currency Reset, Tier 4B, US, The Internet Group, Notification to Set SIM Bond Redemption. And exchange of foreign currencies appointments has been changed from Friday 18th of March to Monday 2s. 21 to 22 March according to Bruce on Thursday evening 17th of March. Bruce believed the reason for the change was because they were paying out bondholders gradually and so as to not flood the market with money. Bruce, Holly and Marks all report that bondholders were beginning to be paid and when they were, they had full access to their monies. Bruce, bondholders were being paid out gradually, holders of lower amounts to holders of the higher amounts. Wednesday morning 16th of March the US petrodollar was done away with, while the fiat US dollar used for trading was going away on Friday 18th of March at 4 p.m. estate. Judy note, it appears to me that with the US petro and fiat dollar no longer valid as of Friday 18th of March that they would have to immediately switch to the new gold slash asset backed US note. Trump and Putin had joint announcements scheduled on Telegram Truth Social Friday 18th of March 6 p.m. EST. Fleming, the US note conversion taking place right now was linking every account presently holding USD to blockchain slash QFS all around the world. This was needed for the security of one and all. Fleming, now that Russia and China have declared they are gold-backed asset-backed, with solid, verified assets as required by the International Monetary Fund, all countries will follow, beginning with the US. Putin has also announced that Jezar was now active for Russia. Appointments for Tier 4B were to be at redemption centers which gave us special higher rates. Notification for appointments to Tier 4B members will be sent out by email from Wells Fargo according to Bruce. On Saturday 12th of March banks worldwide were switched from the old Cabal owned SWIFT global financial system to the new quantum financial system. Be hear it from the perpetrator of the CV-19 pandemic himself, Klaus Schwab on the cyber pandemic, be prepared for a possible cyber attack. Have money on hand, get a generator, fill your gas tanks and pantries. Like Obama said, don't underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. See Friday 18th of March 6 p.m. EST on Truth Social. Trump and Putin are going live. The time has come. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are coming back stronger than ever. They are going to talk about Ukraine's cabal. The 2020 elections, World War III and Ukraine's biochemical weapons on Truth Social Friday 18th of March 6 p.m. EST. D Thursday 17th of March Coach Jerry, hang in there fellow patriots, notice the alliance has repeatedly outmaneuvered and outflanked the perpetrators of evil, corruption and treason. Here in the US, the deep state has been relentlessly punched and counterpunched. Pulverized into submission by the alliance on at least seven major fronts, all happening at the same time. 1. Political? Durham 2. Media? Digital Warriors 3. Business? Indictments Resignations 4. Banking? QFS 5. Heinous Crimes? Military Tribunal 6. The Children? Special Ops 7. Final Stages? Military Manifestation, Pending. Be encouraged fellow patriots and light warriors worldwide. The apex is here. As Q has often stated, God wins. Where we go one, we go all, Coach Jerry. Restored Republic, Tuesday 15th of March Delta Force seizes emergency broadcast system, Delta Force seizes deep state stronghold. Delta Force and other units of the Armed Forces Special Operations Community brazenly seized a major deep state stronghold that was home to the criminal Biden regime's Gestapo police force. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and its not-so-secret headquarters in Virginia. Mount Weather is also home to the nation's primary emergency broadcast system, or EBS, transmitter, a computer network capable of interrupting every type of communication from cellular phones to cable television to internet backbones. In essence, the national EBS is a more powerful and sophisticated version of emergency transmitters such as the Amber Alert system and the emergency messaging system used by the National Weather Service. Seizing control of the EBS was Delta Force's primary objective, a high-ranking military source told RRN. The military now controls the mountain. The doors are impregnable. This mission was a long time in the making. And now we control the EBS. Stay tuned, a message may be coming very soon, our source said. The deep state was imploding from a worldwide sting operation and global currency reset that returned 209 nations to restored republics and gold-slash-asset-backed currencies. The sting operation was necessary due to the Chinese Communist Party conspiring with deep state leaders in the Democratic and Republican parties to steal the 2020 U.S. presidential election using the mainstream media. Three-letter agencies and social media tech giants to facilitate capture of all three branches of the United States government, judicial, legislative, and executive.
Okay, we're going to stop it right there. And if you folks don't call in pledges, the two Johns and I are just going to go home. Right, fellas?
I'm already home.
Okay, we're going to stay here for right now, though, because we expect, after hearing this, some at least brilliant commentary from you two on this. But first, I got to get the numbers out because Paul in Michigan pledged 100. We need to hear from you. The phone lines got to ring. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Okay, John, you may have noticed recently, now we've been telling people, the head of the Homeland Security, what's his name? He's got that strange name. You know who I'm talking about, the bald-headed guy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow, he's been coming out, you know, and he's been saying that anyone who does what we're doing here tonight, anyone that talks about the election fraud, and that was the most worst election fraud in the history of the country. And they were involved with it. The fake news media was up to their eyeballs. And we're seeing how, again, the entire deep state, we had dirty cops, starting with the so-called Department of Justice, going all the way through the CIA, the FBI, and dirty cops. It was a big part of this to take down President Trump. The election was as corruption can get. And that's the truth. You know it, and I know it. Noriakas, is that his name? But anyhow, so he's saying anyone that talks about that, and anyone talks about all of the people that are dying from the poisonous poke, the bioweapon that they're killing people with, that he's going to go after them and shut them up. But all of a sudden, that's not up on the internet anymore. But we still have, we took it down, we still have the articles. What do you make of that, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I read that. And what I do is I kind of save articles to post on my blog, and that was one of them. And I didn't save that one for some reason. I got distracted. And I went back to find it, and it was gone. And also what was gone, Pastor Ernie, but I did eventually get it, not a peep out of the news that the FBI just paid $126.5 million to the family and the wounded in that school shooting in Florida several years back. And they paid it out because of negligence and apparently lying. When they were confronted with it, the FBI did all sorts of lying and then did not follow the law when it was brought to their attention that this guy wanted to shoot up and kill people in the school. So they just paid it, the FBI, $126.5 million. That's very hard to find on the internet also.
Well, I'll tell you what else is awful hard to find, but they surface former FBI agents that are speaking out against the FBI, against the Bureau, for becoming so corrupted. And these were clean cops, and now they are, you know, they are, you know, speaking out against, you know, their agency that they worked so hard for and belonged to, and you can't blame them. But here, let's go to Durham. In that clip that you just heard, he mentioned Durham was one of the ways. Now, the problem with Durham, because they said there's going to be a lot more indictments Durham's going to have, he's got a dirty boss, don't he?
Oh, my. But well, that guy is as dirty as can be. He is actually, I don't know what the status is right now, but they actually opened up the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, opened up an investigation on parents going to school boards complaining about what the school board is teaching and the masks and all of that. So now the Justice Department, led by the FBI, is going to do an investigation, Pastor Ernie, on, well, anybody, but particularly parents that are upset with the school boards.
Yeah, I know. And again, yeah, he was going to pull that off. But what happened now? What in that clip? He's telling you that the deep state took some hard hits, and the hard hits are from people that said enough is enough, and they've had some of those very people that the deep state was supporting, school boards, they've had recall, they've recalled them, and removed a lot of these people, the deep state people. But and we're seeing also some of that with these, like out there in Los Angeles, these attorney generals or prosecuting attorneys, they're getting recalled, they're getting taken out. So anyhow, according to what you just heard, they were saying that he mentioned five different ways that the deep state and the dirty cops are being hit. What do you think?
Well, I think it's good, Pastor Ernie. Here's the problem, though. The remedy he talked about was, you know, like white hats in the government and the military. And I just don't see it, Pastor Ernie. Right now, I don't see it. I mean, we've been, we're what, how long are we now since the election and everything that happened? And there's been a purge in the military by the shots. Whoever wouldn't take the shots, they were purging out. And they were looking at whoever, emails and phone calls of people in the military, purging them out. So I'm negative on that. I just don't see it unless there's something that I'm not aware of, which could be. But it has to. It can't come. How can it come from the Justice Department? How could the FBI? I mean, the FBI won't even investigate Black Lives Matter, burning down cities, and Antifa, literally burning down cities. How many of them been indicted and arrested and put in jail?
Well, actually, a couple of them have been, but they've been not for burning down, but for stealing from the Black Lives Matter. I just did a couple articles. You just had a couple of those. They were the top, the heads of the Black Lives Matter, and they got taken down for stealing millions of dollars that people donated, that you know, the woke corporations donated, and they got caught stealing it. And I don't have those articles with me now. I had them with we talked about that last night, in fact, and so. Anyhow, so actually a few of them have been taken down, but you're right. So, anyhow.
Yeah, Pastor, I hope it's true. Pastor Ernie, I hope it's true. I really do, but I'm skeptical now. Skeptical. I have to see it to believe it. That's just the way I am now.
Okay, let me read you this. Project Veritas releases video of unconstitutional FBI raid on private journalists' home. Armed agents ransack home at Biden's DOJ's orders. Project Veritas Tuesday evening released never-before-seen video of the FBI raid on private journalists' home that took place last November. Recall, the FBI conducted a raid in two New York addresses of people connected to Project Veritas as part of an investigation on how Ashley Biden's diary was made public shortly before the 2020 election. Boy, did they got that quieted down. That's when Ashley Babbitt said that her father, Joey, made her take showers with him. Remember?
Yes.
On October 2020, Ashley Biden contacted the feds and reported several items were stolen in a burglary, including her diary. Project Veritas never published pages of Ashley Biden's diary. However, another conservative site did. In the FBI materials of current and former Veritas journalists, despite the fact that their legal team previously contacted the Department of Justice and voluntarily conveyed unassailable facts that demonstrate Project Veritas' lack of involvement in the criminal activity or with any criminal intent, O'Keefe said. Like any reporter, we regularly deal with a receipt of source information and take steps to verify its authenticity, legality, and newsworthiness. And our efforts were the stuff of responsible ethical journalism and were in no doubt the Project Veritas acted properly. Well, again, the FBI raided their homes even after they gave this because what came out in that, and that was, again, shut up right away, that she came out in her diary. She said how Joe Biden, his daughter, made her take showers with him. And, of course, you're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you? Okay. I got to get the number. It's 888-281-1110. Folks, you got to start calling. Wait a minute. Some people did call. Let me see. What do we have here? These all got by me. Where did I leave off? Lee in Euclid, 50. Pledge 50. Bob in North Pole? Yeah. North St. Paul pledge 50. Sylvia in San Diego pledges 50. And Ray in Philly pledges 50. What, these people all got together or what? All right. We're coming up to a break now. Right now, we need approximately $2,900. We're approximately $2,900 short, so of our goal, and we've got about 50 minutes. So 2,900 is what we need, and we've got 50 minutes to do it, folks. We can do it. We need your help out there. We're coming up to a break. And after the break, we will have more brilliance from our two Johns here. You guys get brilliant. We'll be back right after this with more brilliance coming. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Puppy poops, doggy doo-dee, bombs, stinkers. Whatever you call them, you know you don't want to scoop it. Keep your yard clear of the mess when you call duty calls. We understand that things can pile up, and when it does, duty calls will be there to lighten the load. Our clean team scours your yard to remove any visible evidence of your dog's business and whisks it off to be responsibly disposed. And we do it for as little as $12 a month. Get back to enjoying your yard without fearing a squishy surprise underfoot. Because whether you call it a deuce or a doggy diamond, it's still kind of gross. Visit DODYcalls.com and we'll scoop the poop. Schedule your first cleanup now at DODYcalls.com.
When it comes time to clean that do, we'll do the dirty work so you don't have to. DODYcalls, DODYcalls, for when things start piling up, DODYcalls.
That's DODYcalls.com.